This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is happening in the world of virality, or is that virility? Could be either of those two things. Doug Steffen here at 7 after the hour, in-depth Wednesday, September the 28th. This hour is devoted to three or four or five things, maybe, including if we muster up a good question for the 2020 news quiz. That'll be something that we can work on. But a lot of people talking still about the debate. I'm not going to do that because I don't think there's anything else to be said about it. I think there was way too much said about it. I think it's maybe what we can do, Peter, in order to get this stuff, if people feel like there is a need for us to have a focus on what happened Monday night. Let's do it through the medium of television and the monologues. There are three pieces of sound there from the late night shows, starting with Seth Meyers and Conan O'Brien and Stephen Colbert. Let's just listen to those and then be done with it, okay? I think that that will suffice in terms of how we have a focus there, because pretty much the thing was a joke as far as I'm concerned. So we'll start with Seth Meyers joking about Trump.
Following last night's debate, Donald Trump blamed his poor performance on a defective mic that may have been planted at his podium on purpose. Apparently, the mic had a defect that caused it to pick up everything he said.
All right, so there's Myers. Here's Conan O'Brien.
After last night's debate, Donald Trump complained about his microphone. Yeah, he said that he had a hard time because of his microphone. Apparently, Trump was angry that everyone could hear him perfectly.
And Stephen Colbert in the same vein.
A lot of people said Trump didn't seem prepared, possibly because he was not. Apparently, Trump's advisors saw it as a waste of time to try to fill his head with facts and figures. Right, it's a waste of time. There's no room in there. It's already full of ethnic slurs and different wife names.
Okay. I find it... I find Stephen Colbert annoying to begin with. And as the staff puts stuff together, they know that I'm interested in certain things about the monologue, but I find him to be less than amusing. Okay, so let's move into another sphere. The situation with police in our country, something else that really is attracting a lot of attention, and I think in a justifiable sense. There was a very interesting study released late yesterday about police officers around the country misusing confidential law enforcement databases to get information on all kinds of things. For example, police regularly use these databases to get information on romance and romantic partners, on business and business associates, on their neighbors and friends, on people who work for newspapers and the news media. And these people who are using this information, using the information that they have no right to get because it has nothing to do with daily police work. The investigation found that criminal history driver databases often give police officers critical information about people that they encounter, let's just say, on the job. But the review shows how those systems also can be exploited by police, who, motivated often by things that are going on in their own life, conflicts, quarrels, maybe they're just voyeuristically curious. These things sidestep police policies by snooping around. Not legal. But I'm looking at some of the most egregious cases here. Police officers have used information to stalk or harass people, tampering with records that they get. Now, am I saying that all police do this? No. Am I saying some police do this? Yeah. And it happens, according to this study, more in big city police departments, a nationwide problem. There are tons of record-keeping inconsistencies that make it impossible to know how many real violations of the law occur. But there have been requests made for records from state agencies finding that law enforcement officers and employees who misuse databases have been fired, have been suspended, have been forced to resign about 325 times in the last year. They've gotten reprimands. They've had lesser discipline in a couple of hundred cases. So all in all, 500-plus officers have been called to the carpet. I don't know how many cases there are on top of that because the study doesn't suggest that there are any, what the number is, doesn't say there have been 10,428 of these. But the discipline, and I think you see it, I noticed it last night when I was, late yesterday afternoon, I was downtown in my hometown of Framingham, and I had to go to the town hall, and it's right next to the police station. And it was the end of the shift, and I saw half a dozen officers, some of whom I knew, talking with a number of other officers who were coming on duty, and they're both on the clock. But they're standing around, they're talking about the football game, or they're talking about the debate, or they're talking about personal things. And I find that to be the case. Now, and you know as well as I do, you see police alongside the road, two police cruisers, one facing one way, one facing the other, the two are talking. Now you can say, well, they're talking about business. Well, okay, maybe they are talking about business. But how much business is there that ought to be exchanged in that way? This is personal information. Here's the story of one of the officers that was punished. An Ohio officer pled guilty to stalking an ex-girlfriend, looked up information on her. A Michigan police officer who looked up home addresses of women he found attractive, and a couple of Miami-Dade officers who ran checks on a journalist after he aired unflattering stories about the police department. So, under the circumstances, it's, from my perspective, this is personal information. It's your address. It's your information. It's your Social Security number. It's everything about you. They have no right to that unless they're investigating something that you did that was wrong. Just another example of, and we have four officers in my police department here in my town who are on suspension right now for various reasons. A couple of them will be fired. A couple of them will stay off the job. I think a couple of them are on administrative leave. A couple of them are being paid. A couple of them aren't. There are all kinds of irregularities here. It's because there's not any good leadership. These kinds of things don't happen if you have good leadership. A good police chief would recognize these things and would squelch it like that. But there are so many police officers who've come up to through the ranks, and then they get to the Peter Principal. They get to be chief. I've seen that happen in my town, and you've probably seen it happen in your town if you pay attention. So, under the circumstances, let's put this into perspective. This misuse of information that I'm talking about is, in fairness, only a tiny fraction of the millions of daily database queries that run legitimately during traffic stops, during criminal investigations, during routine police encounters. These are legit. The worst violations that are pretty profound, as I look through this list of things here, the abuses that the system has, it is something that a law-abiding citizen like you or me finds offensive. And now they have these units, when they come up to you behind you, they automatically can run your plate. There's something in the cruisers, many of them that have something to look at the plate, automatically comes up on their computer in their car. I don't know why it is, unless you're, and I don't know the law specifically, but unless maybe a police officer listening could give us some insight, 888-302-3684. But I will tell you that this offends me. I don't want somebody looking at my police record or whatever my record is. You can get Social Security numbers. You can get all kinds of things by running a plate from a car. It's a frustrating thing for people who are in good police departments who have to deal with this. We have too much government, too much information. There's no privacy. And there's an undercurrent here of disregard for the rights of those who have done nothing wrong and ought not to be suspect or scrutinized under any circumstances. That's my read on this. I'd be curious to hear from you. You can call the 888 number, 888-302-3684. Follow us on Twitter. There's a constant conversation going on there. Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/ DJV Show at 17 past the hour. This is Good Day.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
All right, let's change. We'll shift the focus for a moment here to an 8-year-old girl who basically stole the hearing in Charlotte, North Carolina, yesterday. City council meeting on Monday night. Was it Monday or last night? Anyway, not important. 50 people from a variety of ethnicities and backgrounds took to the podium in Charlotte at the city council meeting. Most requested that the mayor's resignation be on the top of the pile of a lot of people because of all the foolishness going on in Charlotte. But there was a small 8-year-old girl named Ziana Oliphant who delivered what everyone called the most powerful speech of the night. Listen to this.
We shouldn't have to feel like this. We shouldn't have to protest because y'all are treating us wrong.
This was by far the most emotional plea of the night. A little girl speaking to the magnitude of this issue, the distrust of police in black communities.
What I'm telling you is this is nothing new. This killing has been going on forever.
Protesters packed into the city's government center Monday, once again making their voices heard.
When are you guys going to hold police officers accountable for what they do?
More than 50 people stood at this podium, angry, heartbroken, confused, many asking the mayor questions about police conduct.
It's a shame that our fathers and mothers are killed and we can't even see them anymore.
That's right.
It's a shame that we have to go to their graveyard and bury them. And we have tears and we shouldn't have tears.
Others demanding an independent investigation into Keith Scott's killing, though skeptical it would be taken seriously.
Are they being exposed to any kind of diversity training and being held for how they feel about different issues? If that is not in place, it certainly needs to be in place. If it is in place, it needs to be improved.
I think that all that speaks for itself, don't you? There's definitely, where there's smoke, there's fire. There definitely are problems along this line. They may not be exactly as described, but there are real problems, race problems in this country, especially between the police and citizens in very large scale, big cities, etc. Okay, let me give you our 2020 News Quiz question. I want to know the identity of this big entrepreneur who unveiled yesterday plans for colonizing Mars. What is this fella's name? Run SpaceX rockets. Who is he? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. 888-302-DOUG. What big entrepreneur announced plans yesterday to colonize Mars, a private plan to colonize Mars?
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded? And heaven is open.
Throwback Thursday. God, it's Thursday already, yes. 22nd of September, first full day of fall. Mercury's out of retrograde. We're celebrating the top five songs from this week in 2001, starting with the number five tune by Train called Drops of Jupiter. So if somebody want to tell me what this song is about, I don't remember this song.
You don't remember the song? I feel like we got away from it. It was definitely overplayed, but you know what? Now that I listen back to it, I sort of miss Train. I don't know what happened to them. Yeah, that's true. Where did they go? Actually, you know, I think they had a new album last year, and his voice still sounds really good. Yeah, he's got the voice that sounds like he gargled with razor blades and whiskey, but in a really good way.
Yeah, it works. Is this Fred Train?
Yes, it's Fred Train.
All right, thank you. Number four of this week in 2001 belonged to Michael Jackson. You rock my world.
About Michael Jackson is that no matter how many different albums he released, he always had a brand. No, they didn't sound the same. He could do different types of music, but he just had a consistent brand. You know, I was listening to the latest song from Lady Gaga, and it doesn't even sound like her.
Yeah.
And I think she's a really talented musician, but she sounds different every time she sings
a
different genre.
I can tell the Marquis when you listen to the Beach Boys, when you listen
right.
to them. Yeah.
I don't remember this song, though.
Michael Bublé, I don't remember this song either.
I knew the love would bring.
All right, so I remember that song. Number three, excuse me, belonging to Lifehouse. Hanging. Or as I say in New York, hanging. By a moment. Man, I must have been absent this week. I don't remember.
Oh, I like this song a lot.
Yeah, this is good.
This guy's got another voice that has
Victoria,
that
Victoria, notice, however, I did not say I didn't like the song. I just said I don't remember them.
That was very good, Dougie.
Even though I didn't like them either. All right, Lifehouse.
Well, you had to ruin it. You added in there, see?
Yeah.
Captain Curmudgeon.
It was under my breath. Nobody really heard me.
Were you saying something?
Uh-huh.
All right, can we get to my favorite song of this throwback now, please?
Number two, Blue Can't Tell.
Yeah.
Get him up.
Revenge song, yeah, right.
Explain the
song, please?
Hey, you cheat, she's going to take all your stuff and steal your credit card.
And go shopping.
That's right.
And who is the principal of Blue Cantrell?
That's Blue Cantrell. This is her
name, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I doubt it's her real name, but yeah. That's her. Yeah.
Her real name is Red White.
Yeah. Don't quit your day job.
This song was so huge. Oh, my gosh. I remember this.
Number one from this week in 2001 belonged to Alicia Keys. Now I can get into this. Hi, ladies. Feel free to talk about this song.
Was this her first big hit? This was the first one. And this is a good song. I think this is probably my just only Alicia Keys song that I have to say I really, really love. I mean, she's a very big talent, obviously. But what's weird for me, and it kind of blows my mind as we throw back the years, is that in my mind, Blue Cantrell came way before Alicia Keys. Really? I don't associate them together at all, like on the hit, on the chart. I feel like she came years before Alicia Keys, but
I actually kind of feel like Alicia Keys has been around forever, and Blue Cantrell was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, she was for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I don't associate them at the same time for sure. But Alicia Keys started when she was what, 18?
She was really young.
Remember. Yeah, yeah. She was talking about it on The Voice 2 nights ago. How young she was.
She was 14 when she started.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 14. Wow.
Pulling out the Alicia Keys trivia there.
Very good. 28 past the hour.
What's her middle name, Richie?
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Fanatics.com is the place to get your favorite licensed college football fan gear. It's also the place to win the hottest bowl tickets for the season. Pull out your phone and Shazam this ad now for your chance to win an all-inclusive bowl game experience for two, plus $250 to deck yourself out in officially licensed gear from Fanatics. Inside, you'll also find Fanatics merchandise, apps, and more. If you want to be on the sidelines of the biggest bowl games, Shazam now. If you're a sports fan and you love your team, you've got to check out Fanatics.com. Fanatics is the best place for fan gear from the most trusted brands. Authentic fan gear from the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NCAA college football and basketball. Jerseys, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, collectibles, and more. It's the world's largest collection of official fan gear from all the leagues, teams, and players you love. Everything officially licensed. Go to Fanatics.com for gear and show love for your teams this season. Fanatics. Love never loses.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Things is 34 at the hour, by the way.
This is Doug Steffen, the Good Day program,
with a conversation about stories a little bit lengthier and more in-depth, a little bit of sound here and there. Your thoughts at 888-302-3684. Let me repeat our 2020 news quiz question. This is all over. There are two things that are all over, or maybe three things, that are all over the news today. One of them is the death of Shimon Peres, who was the leader of Israel for a long time. I actually got to meet him. Very sweet man. He was present at the creation of Israel in 1948, led the country in various ways. He was 93 and he passed away yesterday. He was president as late as 2014. I met him when he was in between his stints as prime minister. He was always a member of the their Knesset, always very politically involved. He was by himself. He was walking through the Knesset. I've been to Israel four times, and I'm actually going to go again, I think, this Christmas. And so as I was walking through with a friend of mine who was a broadcaster, he recognized the fact that we weren't, it's not that we weren't supposed to be there, but we weren't there. We certainly weren't members of the Knesset, and we weren't Jewish, and we weren't citizens of Israel, and he could figure that out. He walked right up to us and said, "Hello, I'm Shimon Peres. How may I help you?" And he brought us to a couple of offices. Matter of fact, he brought me into Benjamin Netanyahu's office. We did an interview with him, but he didn't want to be interviewed. He said, "I'm not doing anything important these days." he was a very interesting man and very helpful. The kind, when I talk about leadership frequently, how we don't have leadership, we don't have good leadership. This is a guy who was a good leader, a very good leader, somebody who deserves the attention that he got when he was alive for being a peacemaker and a negotiator. And he also will be remembered well, I'm sure, in his passing. I remember he got the Presidential Medal of Freedom a couple of years ago, which was appropriate as well. Very, very good example of leadership, I think. So the passing of Shimon Peres, worth a moment of our time. All right, I didn't repeat the 2020 News Quiz question again, did I? I'm looking for the name of the fellow. This is story number two, if you will, of the day that is on people's minds, mostly because it's so creative. The idea of doing this, no one really has thought of a private party doing what this guy is suggesting that he and his company do. It's a grandiose plan to colonize Mars. So lots of people are talking. The guy owns SpaceX. He was the founder of PayPal. He's created the Tesla car. I'm looking for his ID. What's his name? 888-302-3684. Normally we ask the question at 20 past the hour and expect to get the answer out before 20 before the next hour. So let's see if we can stay on that schedule. You get a swell prize if you give us the ID of the man who yesterday unveiled big plans, private plans, his company's plans to colonize Mars. And with that, there's a story floating around this week that is part of this, our focus on space. There have been mysterious fountains of water, and it may be ice that have been spewing more than 100 miles into space from Europa, which is the icy moon of Jupiter, one of the most likely incubators for life in the solar system, kind of like Mars. Scientists focusing on this earlier this week. The Hubble Space Telescope has captured images of jets of water, 2 million pounds of water, ice, whatever it is. And the amazing thing is that we can measure that. Here's the story.
Jupiter's moon Europa might be making it rain with water vapor plumes erupting off its surface. NASA revealed this surprising activity today and said the observations came from the Hubble Space Telescope. The discovery of possible water jets spraying from the moon's surface is particularly exciting for scientists. Instead of drilling into miles of ice to sample the ocean, the jets would make it easier for a future mission to sample Europa's ocean. The water jets are estimated to spray as high as 125 miles. Europa is home to a massive ocean that NASA says holds twice as much water as all of the oceans on Earth.
Isn't that fascinating? We can see it. We can almost, that description makes us almost feel like we're there. They are plumes of salty ocean water. This stuff is beneath Europa's shell of ice. The ocean has never been seen before. One of the top candidates in the solar system is a place where living things might be found. So if we don't go to Mars and find that we can colonize that, maybe we go to Jupiter, colonize that. Linda in Arkansas, welcome to Good Day. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
I'm glad to hear that. All right, so you heard the question about what's going on with this fellow who's done so much good already in his life. His company's called SpaceX, wants to colonize Mars. Who are we talking about?
Is it Richard Branson?
No, it's not. But that's actually a pretty good guess, because Branson has also got his own company. It's funny because there's only two people it could be. Branson is one, and the other one. The other one is Elon Musk. He was the guy who. The only difference between Musk and Branson is that Branson owns an airline. And Musk does not. Musk owns a company that produces cars, but they both started in businesses that had nothing to do with where they ended up. Richard Branson started, he came from a little town called Kidlington in England, which is near a place where I spend a lot of time, or have spent a lot of time, a little place, town called Whitney, right up the street, not far from Oxford in England. He was a newspaper delivery boy when he was a teenager. And he was delivering, one of the things that he was asked to deliver were copies of a British newspaper that focused on music news and music celebrities. And so he asked the fellow who ran the newspaper if he could write stories, because he was interested in music and pop culture and that sort of thing. So when he was a teenager, before he got out of high school, he was writing a column and news stories for this particular magazine, newspaper. And then he got hired. He went to work for the paper. He became the editor of the paper. And he bought the paper when he was 26. And he created a musical empire out of that called Virgin Records. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I could be correct on this, but I think the newspaper was called Virgin News, if I'm not mistaken. And so he, from that beginning, the humble beginning, the things that he did to create an entrepreneurial huge empire. My God, the guy's worth $4 or $5 billion now. Is really a great story. Same story with Elon Musk, in that he was a computer guy, and he created a way to figure out how to pay for things online in a very unique way. The company became PayPal, and that was sold out. I'm trying to remember who bought it, but I know he got. I know that Musk and his partner both got $4 or $5 billion out of it. I mean, it's a fabulous story, and he's used that money and invested it lots of different ways. And yesterday he unveiled transportation plans for colonizing Mars, as we hear here.
Elon Musk just announced plans for vehicles that could take us to Mars. The Interplanetary Transport System is a set of giant rockets designed to haul astronauts to Mars in relative comfort. Each stage of the rocket will land like SpaceX's Falcon boosters, right on its engines. SpaceX will need a ship like this if it's serious about getting lots of people to the red planet. Its Dragon capsules can make the trip, but Musk says they're about as roomy as an SUV. Not exactly comfortable for a jaunt to the next planet over. The company is planning a test mission with one of those Dragon capsules in 2018. Musk says flight testing for the Interplanetary Transport System could start as soon as 2020.
How about that? In 4 years, we could have things going to Mars on a regular basis. He's been talking about this for quite a long time, but this is really quite the plan. SpaceX is the company. He has, I think there's an unpiloted mission that's scheduled to land on Mars on 2018, if I'm not mistaken. So a good sign of American entrepreneurialism as much as anything else. All right, so you want to know what I think the third story of the day is, besides Shimon Peres passing and the plans for Mars? The residual conversation about the Monday night debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. One of the things that attracted a lot of attention yesterday was the fact that Trump told Sean Hannity and somebody else, I don't remember who it was, that he didn't go after Hillary Clinton's husband during the debate because of his sexual misconduct, because Chelsea was in the audience. I don't care whether Chelsea's in the audience or not. That'd be a cheap shot. Has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton. So you ought to shut the hell up about it. That'll do nothing for you, Trump, except make people like me who are still on the fence, although I'm pretty sure I'm not going to vote for him. What it'll do is just turn people completely off. There's no reason. The fact that he said it basically takes the starch out of it anyway. But there's no need for that. And he's not showing good judgment again. All right, 45 past the hour on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A pastor in Tennessee saw funeral homes marking up the price of caskets as much as 600% and decided to go into business. He set up shop, selling caskets much cheaper, and was immediately successful until the state stopped him. They said it was illegal for anybody other than licensed funeral directors to sell caskets. He was expected to complete 2 years of training, spend thousands of dollars, embalm 25 bodies, and pass the exam. He explained that he only wanted to sell caskets, not embalm bodies, but to no avail. So he challenged the unconstitutional law in court and won. He looked through the lens of liberty, saw the government making special deals, and buried it.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey, Paul, upgrade season's here. I got my new iPhone 7 from Sprint. $0.
Sprint? I've been hearing good things about their network.
Yes, Joey. All networks are within 1% reliability of each other now. And Sprint saves you 50% on most current national carrier rates.
Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 7. $0 for 32 gigabytes with eligible trade-in. Plus, save 50% off most current national carrier rates. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
50% savings until 5/31/18 after pay full amount. Subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid for it. Must choose from 40 carrier rates. Applies to Verizon Plan 2, 4, 8, 16, 24, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. AT&T Mobile Share Advantage. 1, 3, 6, 10, 16, 25, 30, 40, 50 gigabytes. T-Mobile Simple Choice 2, 6, 10 gigabytes. Carrier and international features. Different plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming data. Carryover required options that other carriers' plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Reliability claim based on third-party data. iPhone 7 requires trade-in of iPhone 6S or 6S Plus with a new line or eligible upgrade. $0 after 24 monthly credits with installment billing, taxes due at sale. Early termination of installment agreement service results in remaining balance due. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Remember a time in this country when you would see someone needing help and you would offer to help them with no other thought than kindness? Well, the government doesn't like that characteristic in Americans and is trying to regulate away the ability to voluntarily help your fellow man. From the Cajun Navy to rebuilding neighborhoods to cleaning graves to simply helping the person next door across the street, the government wants regulations, licenses, and fees to be involved, especially the fees. Civility has now become civil disobedience. I think it's time for the bureaucrats to go home and let Americans be what we are, Americans, who help their fellow man without thought of getting paid, getting a license, being charged a fee, and without a gun to their head. Recently in Louisiana, ordinary people took to their own boats to rescue their neighbors, their pets, their possessions, because it was the right thing to do. I guess government doesn't like being reminded that it's the individual that really makes the difference. I'm Gary Rathman. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
All right, so there's one other thing floating around today that I think is worth spending a moment or two on, and that's the fate of those Wells Fargo employees, not the ones who were fired for ethics violations, there are 5,300 of them, but the ones who were fired because they didn't get their sales goals. They fell short of their sales goals. The people who are now suing Wells Fargo, who are still... it's a very interesting dilemma, actually. So 5,300 people got fired by Wells Fargo because they cheated when they met their sales goals by, you know, doing the incorrect thing. You heard that story. Now there's another 5,000 that apparently were fired, and they claim they played by the rules and were punished for it. So they're going to file a class action lawsuit in Los Angeles against Wells Fargo. I think that's beautiful. All right, 10 before the hour.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees.
We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Wayne Anderson is the co-founder of Take Shape for Life, co-founder of the Health Institute. His book, Dr. A's Habits of Health, is a core component of a successful program to be healthy. So we're here to talk about National Optimal Health Day. This is something that's new. I don't remember this, Dr. Scott, Dr. Anderson. So help me understand what this is all about.
Sure, Doug. Well, good morning, and excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me. One of the great things about National Optimal Health Day, it is something that's new. It started 3 years, this is the fourth year. It started after I came out with a New York Times best-selling book called Discover Your Optimal Health, which is about helping Americans awaken them to the potential to create health in their life. And now it's celebrated around the country. We were in Baltimore County, which just picked us as National Optimal Health Day is being an official proclamation. We have health coaches around the country that held events. Over 10,000 health coaches all over the country, and many of them held events for thousands of people in their community. I held one right in Annapolis. We got people together. We went for a walk, talked a little bit about eating healthier, moving your body, handling stress, sleeping better, and it's really about increasing awareness for people in terms of their health.
Well, isn't that what it's all? One would think it's almost simplistic, Dr. Anderson, to say that, but you look around and you think, what are these people thinking? When you look at how heavy people are, how much they smoke, how much they drink, and is your job an easy one because you can repeat the same message over and over again, or is it hard?
No. I'm not. See, that's the whole cool thing about it. You know, I helped pioneer the specialty of critical care, and I thought I was doing the right thing, and certainly I helped some people keep from dying. But 15 years ago, I left it, And the last 15 years has been about how do we actually help people change their life. It's not about just talking or lecturing to them. It's about gathering them up into communities. It's that's why Take Shape for Life is becoming Optavia, which is a community of like-minded people, of health coaches, clients, health professionals, patients. And it's all focused on awakening them and then putting them on a path where they start making those little baby choices that are better. The Habits Health System is really about little baby steps that move you forward and start eating better. You know, one of the key things, eat less meat, more fruits and vegetables, move more. So each bite, each step we make together, we can change people's lives, and we're doing that. We're helping so many thousands of people. I'm pretty excited about it, but we're just getting started.
All right, well, getting started means you start with the basics then, and that sounds like, have you done surveys? How do you come to the decision, or is it just your background as a professional, and you've seen all of these people on the good side, the bad side, so we're going to try to fix the people on the bad side? Is that,
well, I don't
is it that simple?
No, I tell you, Doug, I don't try to fix anybody. I really try to awaken them to the possibility. If someone isn't intrinsically motivated, if they haven't made the decision because they want it, so that's where we spend our time. That's what National Optimal Health Day really is about. It's about increasing awareness. People have dieted. They're frustrated. 85% of them have gained their weight back. The food industry is creating addicting foods. If you're not really breaking that cycle and being around people that can support you. So our health coaches, our Optavia community, which combines our fueling, health coach, the Habit Health System, and the community together, that's how we help people change. We don't go, hey, go do this. It's very unlikely that someone can do it on their own. So what we've done is actually make a new way of thinking about it, and then in little baby steps start people in the right direction with what I call micro habits of health. So, for instance, you know, if you haven't exercised in a while, just maybe getting up from your desk, you know, setting your iPhone or your timer, you know, every hour, getting up. You know, for every hour we sit at our computer, it's 22 minutes off our life. So
wow.
One of the things we do is we make people aware. So you know what? Once an hour, if you guys are sitting there, get up, move around for 5 minutes or so, go down and use the lavatory at the other end of the building, do something. All these little things start to matter. And what it does is it starts, Doug, reprogramming the brain. But it's not easy to do by yourself. You're absolutely right. So that's why, you know, we provide a health coach, we provide the system, and I continue to refine. The Habits of Health is in its process of being refined again because we want to make sure we continue to find out how can we better serve people so they actually make a change. And we have thousands of people that have become coaches, which is really great because people are tired of doing many of the same things. They want to do something that matters. So they're first getting healthy or starting to get healthy, then becoming coaches and joining us on this mission to get America and then very shortly the world healthy.
One of the things that I enjoy about talking to folks like you is your enthusiasm. So give us again the way to find the information at Take Shape for Life. Is there a website? Where do we go?
Yes, TSFL.com. You can go there and learn more. And the reason why I'm passionate, because I see the results we're creating for people.
Yeah,
that's what
super.
Fuels my passion.
Yep, good for you. Congratulations, Dr. Wayne Anderson, who is from Take Shape for Life, co-founder of the Health Institute. Go to TSFL.com for more information on how you can take shape for your life.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.